Kinnear, what does this look like to you? Yeah, it's a fridge. Good job, you have eyes. Gather exactly 3 eggs from the carton, and then close the fridge again. Pretty silent, isn't it? Almost unnaturally silent. But that's not the point yet. Open up the fridge again. Notice something. And it's exactly the same as before you took the 3 eggs. Now I have a few reasons behind that, and honey, this is where things get dangerous. The more I tell you, the more they're gonna notice we're not like them. The more you understand, the more danger you're in of being taken away when you're sleeping. That's why we don't sleep at the same time. No, this whole house is rather like a Venus flytrap. It lures you in with the sweet scent of what you need. In this case, food, amenities, a bathroom, a shower, and everything you might need, even working power is here. But this isn't a normal place. Do you remember the blue door? Look at it now. Not blue from the inside, is it? Why do you think that is? I don't mind the theory, but you're wrong. The reason why it's not blue anymore is because of that clown we saw in the window. This isn't to unsettle you, but we're not alone in this house. This place is being watched. Watched over, however the hell you want to say it. This place isn't normal. Honey, look me in the eyes. Don't look away for a second, okay? I'm going to kiss you. Don't say anything. Not a single word. At least you didn't mess that up. It's no offense, sweetheart, but you have a lot to work on. And it ain't going anywhere quick. No, I need you to trust me right now. You're in a lot of danger still. You're in hot water, and I don't want you to be boiled eggs, Tut. So go through that area there, the hallway, see it? Yeah, you can see it out of the corner of your eye. Don't move yet until I say so. You're gonna go 2 doors down to your right. Do not look in the room. And for God's sake, don't look at the fucking clown. If you see him, and you're going to see him, don't look, don't panic, don't do anything. Just pretend he's not even there and move on. Do I make myself clear? I'll be right behind you, but there's something I need to do first. Now get ready, Tuts. Remember what I told you. No looking around, no snooping, none of that. You're going to walk down in 3, 2, 1. Go, honey. I'll be close behind, okay? Just trust me. I've gotten you this far, haven't I? Now, where was I? Told you I'd be right behind you. Is that you improving, getting used to this new lifestyle? I'm a little surprised, I'll admit it. May not be all sunshine and rainbows here, but it's definitely better than dying. Do yourself a favor and get comfortable. We're in for a long ride today. We'll be able to go to the kitchen and the restroom and all the other places soon enough. Come on, if I let you down once, how many times have I saved your life so far? After you almost killed me, I think I deserve at least that much trust. that much credit for how many times I've bailed you out, right? That's fine. I'm not expecting anything for saving you. Other than you being my spouse, so to speak. We don't have a choice in the matter, honey. It's as true as breathing at this point that we just have to make it work. Our little arrangement may or may not be what you wished for, but it doesn't matter now. Whatever you wished for is in the past, and what you've got now, honey, is a whole lot more complicated. The world isn't what you think it is, living inside that small chunk of heaven. We were the lucky ones. Though I suppose you were luckier than me. You managed to keep that facade going for so many years. Sorry. I don't mean to say or talk about the past. I know it's been a bit of a taboo between us. This bedroom is ours. We're gonna be sleeping in the same bed, obviously. We kind of have to. Don't look at me like that. It's not as though I want things to be complicated. I know this is difficult for you, but I'm afraid your only choice is to suck it up or walk outside and toss yourselves into those monsters. You're probably wondering how I know all this, how everything around you seems to make sense to me, but never to you. And the answer is, you'll learn one day. Or maybe you won't last long enough to figure it out. But I don't feel like telling you would offer any comfort or anything good, so pardon me for being a selfish bastard of a faux husband, but I'm not telling you. I don't want you to cry. I don't want the reality to set in like some sadistic bastards. Instead, I'd rather keep some normal, some good, some things that are still within what a normal life should look like. We have food, and this place may be a trap, but let's just say I disarmed it. The blood is, well, one of them. I don't like clowns, and that's all you need to know about that. Had to wait for him to turn his back. Didn't know what he was capable of if he was facing me. So I stabbed him. Look at me. Don't even think of looking away right now, because you need to know something, and you need to know it fast. I'm not a good man. I'm not a saint. I'm not your savior. And if you put those responsibilities on me, honey, you're gonna be so disappointed. So much more than distraught. You'll be ruined. And I don't want to have that on my shoulders. I don't want you to suffer because of me. And I get it. There's a lot of things that you have questions, your eyes are saying it, that you don't understand, you don't fully trust me, and I get that. But you have to know that I'm doing this for better or worse, for our survival, and I need your help. You just need to act the part. It doesn't have to be anything fancy, but for now, we're safe here, for at least another day. I'm not going to explain the facets of the house, but don't leave this room without asking me where you're going. If you have to go to the restroom, make sure you tell me. There's two reasons for that. One, because you don't want to end up getting lost. And two, if you go alone and there's another me, well, let's just say it's not going to end well. If you ever see another me, look, it's complicated. You're going to see another me. I should have said that a long time ago. But I held back. Not because I'm trying to be a good man, but because I'm ashamed of it. This whole situation could have been a lot better. But as you know, mistakes happen, and people do stupid things. I'm no exception to that rule. Honey, I've got a lot of skeletons in my closet, and not just the blood that you see spattered across my chest. You've seen me get cleaned up from this many other times, but this time it's different. I'll tell you a little bit. Fine, I'll bite. It won't be easy, and it's not gonna be pretty. 10 years ago, when I first became a milkman, things weren't this complicated. I'm not gonna bore you with a long story, but all you need to know is it wasn't until 5 years back that things changed. The neighborhoods were different, liminal. As if the world was warping around us. I don't know what to call it. If it was some experiment gone wrong, if aliens came, the hell if I know. I don't know why it changed. I was only subtly aware. I saw when people didn't follow the rules. As the milkman, I saw what happened to him. They changed. Or maybe it's more accurate to say they were replaced. Each and every one of them. Just minding their business, questioning their reality, and then all of a sudden, they're gone. At least, the them that I knew. I made some friends over those 5 years, and I lost every single one of them slowly, because we tried to figure out what's going on. We overstepped our boundaries, honey. You don't do that with the current reality. You can't do that no matter what anyone tells you. One wrong step and it's over. They have strict rules. And if you disobey those rules, it's over. Your life, everything you stood for, doesn't matter. You become like them. You are nothing more than a bag of flesh, warped and twisted. Let me look at your eyes. Good. You're not showing any signs, so our little ruse is doing fine for now. But I want you to know this isn't going to cut it. You have to shape up. I don't know how to explain this to you, but you're terrible, absolutely horrendous at acting, and you have this stupid look on your face, where your eyes just tell, they give you away. Why do you think that clown was about to do something? Why do you think I had to dispose of him? You know, you're supposed to keep the clown alive, for two reasons. One, because he's sort of a messenger, sends out subliminals to the other ones. But also because he's a bit of a big shot around here. Though, I'll admit it, it wasn't all your fault. I had a grudge against him, like you wouldn't know. I've been wanting to do that for years. Years. That clown got what was coming to him. And I've seen him. He's the worst kind of them. What he did, I'll never forgive that motherfucker for. He took away my best friend. My best friend who I lasted 5 fucking years. My best friend who I had been friends with long before I became a milkman. He took them away in cold blood, just like the rest of us. He made us watch. And he took pleasure in it, his stupid nose honking, his stupid jokes nobody wanted to hear, and yet they all celebrated. And even with tears running down their cheeks, they pretended it was the best thing since fucking sliced bread. And you know why they did? Because they were scared, or maybe they were already gone. Maybe behind my back, they were already turned. I don't know what it was, I don't care what it was, but that bastard got way better than he deserved. And he's probably gonna come back. That's what messes me up inside. The futility of everything I'm doing, just to survive. You don't understand what I've gone through. I'm not even going to try and explain why all of this has been literal hell. But you, look at me. I said, look at me. I'm not lying to you. I'm not trying to trick you. If I was, I wouldn't be so subtle with it. In fact, I would just threaten you. I'd threaten you or I'd make you do something, but I'm not that kind of guy. I wish I was sometimes. I wish I could be that kind of person because it'd be so much easier. I don't expect this all to be easy to take or for your sympathy. Screw that. But I want you to know, this isn't a fight we can win. It's not something like that. The most we can do is survive right now. And until I figure out a better plan, some way to fix this whole mess, if there's even something like that, then you're stuck with me, and I'm stuck with you. You can hate me all you want for what I do. You can blame me. You can even tell me I'm the worst bastard on this planet. And if that's the case, so be it. I'm not trying to defend myself. I know I've done things I can't take back, and maybe even made mistakes, like the worst cell on death row. But I won't apologize for getting my revenge, and I won't apologize for surviving, because there is nothing once you're gone. At least that's what I believe. And honey, I don't plan on subscribing to any afterlife. I plan on living, I plan on breathing, and I plan on seeing the day that these terrible things stop existing like that. Look at me. You can see it in my eyes, can't you? You know why I feel this way. And I'll admit to you something right now. I can't even tell you if I'm the original or not. You'll just have to take my word for it. Isn't that just the funniest thing? Honey, I can't even tell you if I'm real, or if you are, or any of this. But I can tell you, regardless of if I am, or if I'm fake, I won't stop until they're gone. I won't stop living. And I admit it. I didn't tell you this before, because I was afraid. Afraid you'd hate me even more than you do. I used you, I did. I thought you owed me one when you tried to kill me there. Let the wrong one in. All of that. And I used you because I needed someone. I needed someone to fool them. And you just happened to be at the right place at the wrong time. To get caught up in this mess, you could have lived in bliss for at least another few years, but now, it's a wake-up call. Wake up and smell the ashes. Wake up and smell what's going on that you never wanted to admit was real. You probably thought the doppelgangers were just a dime a dozen, but baby, darling, honey, they're everywhere. I'm afraid we're in the minority here. They don't trust us. They don't believe in us unless we follow those strict rules of this idealistic lifestyle. This perfect neighborhood has to remain perfect by their standards, and we have to learn their standards better than they do. And that is the part that messes me up inside. I feel like I stole you from your life, even if it's your mistake. So for as bad and as harsh as I seem, I do take responsibility for that. I feel like you're my responsibility to keep you alive. To at very least give you something. You deserve something, and I never really forgave myself for any of my sins. Isn't it stupid tallying sins when I don't believe in an afterlife? But even then, I probably got your significant other erased. I stole you away from one of the smallest vestiges of safety in this entire world. One of the last known promised lands that even exists. And I'll admit, it was half your fault. You let in the wrong one. You endangered all of them, so maybe this is your penance in some way. But I didn't have the heart to tell you that all of this was chance, that there wasn't a deeper meaning of it all, that breaks someone. And I guess the only reason I'm telling you now is because after getting a little sweet revenge, I got a little bit more afraid of things. I realized he's probably gonna get back up. I realized that we're not alone and that the windows have eyes peeping all day. But even then, Tuts, I just don't want to admit to myself that I made the wrong choice. Why don't you tell me, did I make the wrong choice, or are you happier to be here than living that idealistic paradise? Stupid question, isn't it? Me? What does that even mean? Choosing me? You think that all of this can just be made fine because you say so? Because you say you're fine with it? Honey, you don't know the first thing about how deep this goes. Yeah, I might. But I think even my knowledge is the tip of the iceberg. If you ever really thought about it, how far this goes, how deep the rabbit hole actually is. This ain't no Neverland, baby. This is the twisted, messed up reality we're faced with a world filled with those things. Where you don't even know if you are one or not. At any moment, you could behave just like them. And I could be done in just like my best friend. Trusting someone. Relying on someone that they thought they could trust. Only to watch as he was replaced overnight. It was anticlimactic, you know. The next day I go to talk to him only to get tackled to the ground. And then to see him smile as he tried to strangle me. And then after that, after beating him, there wasn't some victory. There wasn't a sound in the entire neighborhood. Everything just kept going. I kept going, driving my car, hiding his... It was the saddest time in my entire life. We were together since we were kids, you know. I said it was since I was working, but I lied. Even I don't like to admit the truth. When it comes to someone that you've been with for so long, you almost let them have their way in that moment. You almost turn off and just look them in the eyes and smile. And that's what I did. I cried and I smiled. And even as I escaped with that second wind that I regret to this moment, I destroyed him. I ended that friendship in the worst possible way. Everything went wrong. And I still can't forgive myself, but I still live on because I was the reason he trusted that person. I was the reason why we got fooled. We got played. And I thought about it a million times, what he thought. When he was in the same situation as me. When he fell in the middle of the night. Probably felt their hands around his neck and gave in to it. Why didn't I? And then I realized it was like clockwork. I couldn't go out like that. Not as the last one who I knew I could trust. I had to do it. Get revenge. Make it out alive. But at some point I forgot the reason why. And that's when I figured it all out. that there wasn't some greater reason. That I wasn't doing this only for revenge, but because I didn't want to die just yet. And that's the brutal, honest truth. I don't really know why I'm still going as strong as I am. I don't know why it's so easy to take them out. Spite isn't enough to explain it because it's effortless. Yes, at this point, I wonder if any of us were ever human to begin with. And at that point, I look in the mirror and I see my eyes. And I realized something. They barely remind me of myself anymore. Don't even try and say that. Don't even try it. I know what you're trying to say, but don't. I understand your point of view. I understand you don't blame me like that. But it doesn't matter if you do or don't. Because I shoulder the blame all the same. I watched this world change to a never-changing paradise where not a single person doesn't smile except for me. I watched as the paradise grew and grew. Everyone who dared to question it ended up with that same stupid smile. Some of them more convincing than others, and some of them not convincing at all, and I didn't care which ones, but I wanted them all to stop smiling. Maybe that's when I became like this. When I realized I hated their smiles so much, there wasn't anything genuine in it. It was just another pointless day. Smiling and going through their stupid routines every single second, just pretending. Pretending to be alive. It's the age-old question of how to mourn someone who's still around smiling in your face. And no matter how many times I took out one or the other, there was another one that just came by. Another one after that. And another one smiling in my face. Asking me some stupid joke about how the milk is today. Every day. Repeating like some kind of stupid time loop. Don't try and console me. Don't do that to yourself. If there's anything I've learned from all this mess, it's that hope is probably the worst thing you can have right now. So let's look at me. I appreciate it, I do. But for as hard as it is to smile, you make me smile just a bit. Never thought I'd make it this far, didn't think I was that strong. And I was a lot weaker than my friend. Which is why it killed me so much to see him go. Don't be stupid. Well, I appreciate the kiss. A kiss isn't enough to bring me back from that place. I didn't mean it like that. Not for you to try harder. You're kind of stupid sometimes, you know that. Going directly to what you think will make the difference. I appreciate it, but it's also really, really pointless. Don't you think? Don't you think I'm too far gone? Saved is a strong word, and one I would never describe what I did for you. Let's face it, it's I used you. I may not have done anything further than that, Maybe it saved you, but that doesn't mean... Don't you resent me. I may have gotten your significant other erased from this world. I don't know whether to call you a saint or a sinner. Maybe both. But right now, I just like that you're in my arms. That we're on this stupid bed in this Venus flytrap of a house. I hate how much you make me feel sometimes. I hate it because it feels like I'm gonna get lost in that feeling that you're gonna give me hope again. You know how stupid it would be if I had hope again. Of course you don't. You don't think that far, do you? Go figure, I guess. Why do I even try with you? If you're gonna kiss someone, you might as well do it at least that convincingly, right? You keep on using that mouth for everything. But I think talking is the worst part of it. You could find a better use in 2 seconds, couldn't you? Well, if nothing else, you've gotten exceedingly talented at making better use of those lips. I'm praising you. Doesn't it feel nicer when I praise you? Isn't that what you asked for? What you wanted from your husband? That's what I am to you, aren't I? Even you have to admit it. Now I'm your husband. And you, you're my other half. That's fine. I'm fine with that. If that's how it's gonna be, don't stop. You know, I can hear the whole conversation, even when you aren't using your words like that. Your eyes looking up at me are enough to tell a whole lot more. Things like love aren't meant for me, though. Things like love are meant for people in romance novels and books. Things that just don't exist anymore. I'm here for the reality, the brutal truth. And now you don't even bat an eye when I'm covered in blood. You've changed too, you know. Even if you don't got symptoms, you've figured out this lifestyle. And you've realized how to serve best and how to survive. And you're putting way too much into one and not the other. Quit looking at me like I'm your whole world, even if it's true. I never asked for you to fall for me like this, but you did. You did, without my permission, you silly little fool. You're not supposed to make it true. That stereotype of milkman isn't supposed to be this real. Now you're just losing your mind, huh? And so be it. We can lose our minds together then. Is that it? That's what you asked for, that's what you wanted, huh? To lose your mind and not have to think about the greater implications of all of that. Can't say I blame you. In fact, I think that that's fair. On every level you could imagine. Since then, you get to escape and I get to pretend that things are real. Fine then. If that's not enough for you, which I know it isn't, allow me to show you Just a little more. To think you'd get off that much from just sucking my cock. You're really getting trained well, aren't you, girl? Let's not play pretend then. If you want something, clearly say it. A vague detail, just saying you want that, isn't enough. You want the milkman to do something else, don't you? You already milked me a little. You got your first sip and you want so much more. But what if I'm thirsty? I'm hungry for something a little more. What then? That's it. That's that submissive fucking. That girl that only spreads her legs for me and wants me to do everything for her. Don't get me wrong. Love the fucking honesty, but it's not quite honest enough for my taste. That's it. You know what to do. And this pussy deserves a tongue lapping up all the way down from the bottom to the clit. I feel like begging with more passion this time. I want to feel that genuine desperation in your voice. I want to feel when my hot breath reaches you here, your mind to go wild with desires for more. And maybe I'm wrong for training you this way, but I won't say I'm sorry. Because you'll make such a fucking good son. Such a fucking good little breeder, huh? Is what I'd normally say, but I have only the interest of filling you up, not getting anything back yet. Would you really want to bring a new life into this fucking world? Would you really feel good about that with how fucked up it is? No, you just want the pleasure and the fullness. Just admit it to yourself as well. We're not the perfect couple. We're not the perfect relationship. We're toxic. We want pleasure. We don't want responsibility. We want it all. And that's what I'll give you, baby. I'll let you fall in the best way. I'll fall right with you. I'll just spread those fucking legs and focus on my tongue. That wasn't so hard, was it? Oh yeah, 69, huh? You do want it all, huh? Greedy for more of my scent, my taste, my cum. Then do it. But I'll be holding you up. All the way up here, upside down. You can do it like this, can't you? Don't mind me if I fuck that mouth of yours back either. I told you your lips are better at this than talking. You're just doing a wife's duty, huh? That what you tell yourself? Making those inhuman sounds, wanting more. Moaning my fucking name. Say it. Say my fucking name. Say it. That's right. I control everything about you right now. No matter how much you subserviently suck my cock, only I get to decide when you feel the pleasure, when you feel the release. And I get off to that, I do. I'm not gonna try and hide. Yeah. That's right. You take that cock in the back of your throat like that, like a good little horse shine, yeah. And I'll keep tending to this place that's so needy and twitching. What's in exchange? But is there true love in this world? Not anymore. That was the second helping of milk, honey, because I like your delicious taste down here, and I think I want more, but this time to savor a little more intimately, a little more fucking against the wall. Now put your hands there. That's it, baby. Like animals do, but a lot more carnal than that, no. In the way only humans can, because animals will never have the respect or decency to get you off like that. I'm not gonna stop until you're so far gone, your eyes roll back, and your head goes fuzzy. That's how it should be. Your husband's gonna have to educate those insides. Let's educate you who you belong to now. You feel when I pull out and you see that? Those little strands of prey going from me to you. You're a slippery mess for me. And I love it. I fucking love it. I love your reactions. I love the way you don't care how you get so loud. You know, oddly, they don't give a fuck if you scream. You can scream my name and it only helps our kids. Yeah. You like that? Tell me how much my cock is better, yeah? Better than your husband's ever could, reaching deeper, huh? Claiming you like you never knew you could feel. Feeling you like you never knew you deserved to be felt. That's it. Say my fucking name when you come. Say my fucking name. The only man who'll make you come like this ever fucking again. You're mine, bitch. You're mine. Come here. Come here, baby. Come here, baby. Say my fucking name. Say my fucking name. How's that for honesty then, babe? I could still feel you. And I know you can feel me twitching, that rock hard cock spurting all of that inside you. All of my seed reaching deep. I know you like that, baby, because you basically cried from the pleasure, didn't you? From coming so hard when I came inside you. The thought of being sprayed with my fucking cum got you off, didn't it? Was it the friction, or was it a little bit of both? I can't tell if you've got a dirty mind or just so innocent that you get off so easy, but I think it's the latter, that you got a little bit of innocence and a lot of fucking sexy ass. You don't know how many times you've saved me, as stupid as that is to say. I don't think I would have went this far if it wasn't someone as stubborn, innocent, lacking innocence, and as fun to be around as you. Yeah, sure, you're a pain in the ass, but what does that matter? A pain in the ass is only a pain in the ass until it's not. I think I said that once before anyways. You get it, don't you, Tuts? You're mine now. So I'll take good care of you. How about that? Don't be too surprised. I'm gonna make sure you feel it tomorrow. Don't care what that means. Don't care about the implications or your responsibility. I'm gonna make it so you can't even fucking walk. Or maybe I already did. The world keeps spinning, baby, but you're stuck in my arms either way. Stuck in my arms, no matter where or what you think. Your heart's already mine.